College softball is on the air as we welcome you live to the Kuiper Athletic Complex softball field, and it is a non-conference matchup today as the Grinnell Pioneers are in town to take on your 21st-ranked Central College Dutch. 0-1 here to Double H. Line shot left center field. Extra base is coming. Miller around second. This will be an easy run. Higgins, late stop sign. Heads back to second. RBI double. Hannah Higgins, and we're tied at 2. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. The freshman, Jaden Huseman, blows one by Gastoyla for her second strikeout of the game. 4-2 here. Central leads Grinnell. And Riley Duncan makes it 5-2. Duncan slashes one through the left side, an RBI single. She's been on base all three times today, and it is 5-2 Dutch here in the fourth. And there's a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith around third scores. Haley Bach delivers an RBI single, and it's 6-2 Central. A payoff pitch from Jaden Huseman to Lindsey Schultz, 3-2 with two outs in the seventh. Bringing it home, line drive left field, and it's caught by Emma Anderson. Ball game over, and freshman Jaden Huseman goes the distance, scatters four hits, and Central beats Grinnell 7-2 in game one of our doubleheader. Swinging a fly ball right center field, Bach goes back to tag, and it is caught in center field by O'Malley. Bach being waved home, and she'll score from second on a sacrifice fly. And Central has a 1-0 lead. Game two starts a little bit better for the Dutch as they've got the lead here in the first.
That may be another first for me. I do not believe I've ever seen somebody tag up from second base and score without there being an error in play.
Swung on and grounded towards third. Higgins will go to first or home for one. On to first. Inning-ending double play. Higgins to Duncan to Starr, and Central out of a bases-loaded jam again. And now the 3-2 pitch from Kohler. Swung on and lined off the glove of the pitcher and back through center. And for a base hit, Miller scores. Anderson the RBI single. Central has a 4-0 lead. Starr fly ball, shallow right field, long run. It's actually the second baseman. Bisterfeldt makes the catch. And her throw scoots away from the pitcher as Evans Murphy scores. And on the air, Parton will come in to score right behind her. 8-0 Central. 10-0 Central. Lennox waits back and drives one over the head of Schultz. And it one hops the wall. Huseman will cruise home and score as Emma Lennox delivers an RBI double. And it's 11-0 Central.
Yeah, she's swinging it well right now. She hit that ball really hard and she's hitting them on a line. That was a great swing.
Here's a 3-ball, 1-strike pitch from Doherty. Swung on and grounded towards third. Higgins will go to second to get one. Relay scooped. Double play. Game over.
That was a great decision.
Higgins to Miller and the scoop by Smith. Inning over. Ball game over. Sweep over. Final score, Central 11, Grinnell 3. We're catching up now with George Wares, head coach of the Central College softball team, as the Dutch completed a doubleheader sweep against Grinnell on Saturday, 7-2 and 11-3. Coach, your thoughts on now having won 11 games in a row?
We did our main accomplishment. You know, we wanted to rest Emma Beck today. And so the other two pitchers, Jaden and Chloe, you know, gave us that. I thought Jaden really settled in after the first inning and, you know, has made some improvement. And, you know, Chloe's Chloe. I mean, she has moments, and whenever the ball's around the plate, you know, she's got just enough velocity without a whole lot of natural movement, so the ball gets hit hard. I'm glad we could end it in five, obviously. And then we made some really good defensive plays, you know, I don't know, 3 double plays, 4 double plays, whatever it was. And, you know, so that's encouraging. And I thought and that's probably on us as coaches, you know, we've been preparing really well for all teams. And this isn't disrespecting Grinnell. You know, our mind is on not Simpson, to be honest. It's just next week in general, right, because we have so many games. And so I think our practice, we didn't practice, you know, and whenever we don't practice prior to playing somebody, we usually don't play well. And, you know, and again, I won't say we didn't play well. Our at-bat quality wasn't the same. You know, we were swinging at some bad pitches. And so that's a little disappointing, but hopefully that was more the product of what we did as coaches in preparation as opposed to what the players did in the game.
It did feel like a lackluster offensive performance, yet you had 10 innings in which you batted 6 in game 1, 4 in game 2, and you scored 18 runs in those 10 innings. So, I mean, the results were still there.
Yeah, the results were there. And, you know, and some of the, obviously, the pressure we create creates some unearned runs and you know, the other teams make errors against us. But let's face it, in game 2, Grinnell struggled. You know, some of those are routine plays. And obviously, whether we're playing well or not offensively, you give somebody like us that many extra outs, we're probably going to score. But our speed, you know, it never goes away. And we were able to keep that going. And so, yeah, I mean, I think if this were earlier in the year and we hadn't had the recency of how well we've looked offensively, we'd probably say, okay, you know, this team might be pretty good offensively. But you know, it wasn't, and I'm happy the players felt that way too. You know, they didn't feel overly good about it. And again, that's not anything disrespecting Grinnell. We just have always said the game is our opponent, and today the game kicked us pretty good.
You're 17-3 at the halfway point of the schedule, and now a busy week at Simpson Monday, at Coe Wednesday, home to Luther on Good Friday. How do you feel about where you're sitting at 17-3? And talk to me about this very difficult week, an important week ahead.
Yeah, we feel good. I mean, our players are smart. We know that, you know, part of this winning streak has been competition that's not as good as the teams we're going to play, although, you know, maybe a couple of them are as good as a couple of the teams we're going to play. Well, that remains to be seen. But it's not Simpson. You know, Simpson's playing very well. They've got a lot of people back. Obviously, they lost a real good person in the circle and a catcher, and but everybody else, they're getting quality pitching and swinging the bat well. And so that's, you know, going to be a challenge. And, you know, I mean, since they also are on your radio station, you know, let's face it, we're playing at Little League Park, you know, in terms of defense dimensions. And that's a factor, especially, you know, if the wind's blowing heavy out. But, you know, maybe that'll help us too, since we don't hit them. We need the wind. They don't. So it's a challenge when you go over there. And same thing with, it's not like that's it, you know. Whoever sweeps that or, you know, and the other team gets swept, that's an impact. But there's still a lot left, and you know, if it's a split, then everybody's probably stays where they are. So we're just going to keep playing and try to play the game. And you know, if Simpson wants to make it about Central, we'll appreciate that. They can do that. It's certainly not a rivalry for us. Nobody is. It's just another game that we play. They're very, very good. Would it be a stunner if they beat us? Hell no. You know, they're good. Would it be a stunner if we beat them? No. But it's definitely not a rivalry game. It's just another game on our schedule.
All right, and that is Monday, Central at Simpson. Thanks to head coach George Wares of the Central College softball team. The Dutch sweep Grinnell on Saturday, as you heard it live on KRLS, 7-2 and 11-3. For today's Lely Radio Sports page, I'm Trevor Castle.